Unoichi baderech nochani Hashem beis achei Adoni. Look, the Heilige Meishalach Zesh Omar Kuziv in Tehillim, Kapitel Kifei, Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. The Mepharshim stellen sich Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. Yismach Leiv starts off a Lushan Yuchit. Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem is a Lushan Rabben. Mevakshei Hashem. With the Pshat, Yismach Leiv Yilev Echot. It's one Leiv, one heart. Mevakshei Hashem Hem Shnayim. Al Pi Diktik, Vol Gedar Shtein Yismach Libois Levovois Mevakshei Hashem. Libois Mevakshei Hashem. The hearts. The heads from the Mevakshei Hashem. The Pshat of Chenkan, Yismach Leiv Avruam. It was Yismach Leiv of Avruam Avini. Kisheru Sheshuru Riach Neviil Gamal Avudov. Avruam Avini was happy. When he realized that there's a ruach nevuah that was shoyre even on his slaves as well. There was a ruach nevuah that was shoyre. Eliezer was matzliach, and he had siyata d'shmaya, more than siyata d'shmaya. He had gevaldike hashgacha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The whole story with Eliezer. Anoichim baderech mechani Hashem beis achei Adoni. The Eibush to the mamish gefiit. So when Avraham Avinu was mizboinin and he saw that even on his avodim there was shoyre ruach nevuah, then it was Yismach Leiv mevakshei Hashem. It was Yismach Leiv of Avraham Avinu when he began to realize that not only he's on mevakish Hashem, but it poured over, it spilled over to his kinyonim as well, to his avodim, to his kinyonim, the things that are shaykh to him b'shoyrish. Oz heiv, and then he understood ki Hashem yizburach shoychim b'soych kol ma'isov de'evish to shoychim within all his ma'isim, v'gam al kol his pashtusov v'kinyonov. All his pashtus and all the kinyonim. That a person is mispashtus, he has kinyonim. And the Olam Hazit mispashtus not only on his own dal damis, but on the things that belong to him, that are shaykh to him b'shoydish, like Be'er Shloich says, pashtus mishpatim, things that are shaykh to him b'shoydish. That's the pshat, that the Avraham Avinu's koyach was so, his koyach of tveikis n'ribonu shel olam, his koyach of is being always ga'avit, of being emes and mevakish Hashem, was so stark that it was mispashit not only on him, but even on his kinyonim as well. Kamo shenirid b'ram gamliel, sh'amma al ma'a sh'rochas lai lo rishoyin es v'shemesi ishtoi, v'heishiv, what did he answer? L'choyre, how was he allowed to wash himself? V'cha ovel, v'heishiv istin es oni. Av sh'adayim lo nema adin es she'istin es mutin. No one said the din wasn't nema yet. So how do we learn the din of istinus is mutter? Chemachmas shohi mevur moit. Asher Hashem Yisborach shochim b'chol ma'isof. He was so mevur. When I always got out of it, so it became clear. The clarity was great. The bitter was so stark until the Eibush was shochim b'chol ma'isof. Not only on him himself, but even on his ma'isim. Where do we see that? That we see that by his avodim. Tovi avdo shalom shalom gamliel. So the Avdi wasn't a regular Eved, he was an Eved with a Balmaila. He was like the Gemara says, Batavim Sechtesuke, over here the Meshmer brings down in a minute as well. So from his Meisim, Istinus only. He didn't say Istinus is Mutter, but we learn from Rami Gamliel that Istinus, because since by him it was so light in his body, the Eved was Sheikh needed on his Meisim, so his Meisim, whatever he did, was automatically Nikval Halacha. It's not written anywhere else, this Halacha. And when you said the words, does the Halacha shine? Because his Koyach of Dveikis in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Ashrois Hashchinu was Sheikh in Bechol Meisim, and all his actions as well, all his Kinyonim, all his actions, all his Meisim, not just the Machshove, all his Meisim, so made any Meisim that he did, was already a limit. That's the pshat that, say, this is a gewaldic arichas in the Ishvitz Adinus Furim, this Nikita, we've actually touched upon it a little bit last week with the Vart and Achnosis Orchim from Avraham Avinu. We touched upon it as well in a little different beginner. But over here, the Meshuloich Bash Meshpotim with the Teichon from the bottom speaks about it also. He says the reason why a person is chayv to pay when his kinyonim are mazik, why is the person chayv to pay? He wasn't mazik, his kinyonim was mazik. It was his behemoth that was mazik. So why is the person chayv to pay? So Meshlech has all the riches about it. And he says, because of the kinyanim of a person is mazik, it's a simon that's felt by the mensch alein. Because the person would be always garbit that it would spill over to his kinyanim as well, then his kinyanim wouldn't be mazik either, wouldn't be able to be mazik. But you find in Tainis, we find Be'ezid, Rab Chanina ben Doise, and he doesn't say it over there in Parsha Mishpatim, but he says it in another place, in Chelik Beis. I also in Parsha Tetzava, I think it might be over there. He talks somewhere, not over there. I think the Bessiankin maybe taken to the zoo, that Pinchas ben Yoyer, we find by the Pinchas ben Yoyer, his Chamoyish of the Pinchas ben Yoyer, we find that the Kinyonim of Tzadikim were always garbed as well, because the Tzadikim were always garbed with Mashpia on the Kinyonim. So the Kinyon of a person is Mazik, the sin that's felt by the Mensch alein. We know that the famous Chakir, that they say by Momen HaMazik, what's the Pshat that the person's Chayv to pay when his Momen is Mazik. So there's two Mahalchim, Dachroinim, famous Chakir, all the yeshivas learned this Chakir. The Meister, the Rishis of the Rambam, I think they say is in the Rishonim. But they say it's either a person's Chayv because you Chayv to be Shoimer. Because Baal Pi Seichel Ayosh, there's no reason why a person should be Chayv if his Momen is Mazik. What do you have to do with your Momen? The Momen was Mazik, not me. I wasn't Mazik, I was home. The behemoth went and was Mazik. So what should I do about it? But, so the Parsha Pshat that you learn is because you have a Chiv Shmira. You have a Chiv to watch over your Kinyon. And maybe if you're Peshay and the Shmira, maybe you're Chayv. Not you're Chayv because the Momen was Mazik. You're Chayv because you didn't watch your behemoth. You're Peshay and the Shmira. That's why if you're a Shoimer with a Shmira Mu'ula, a good Shmira, you're not Chayv because you're not in this. What are you supposed to do? That's the most you can do. Second, Mahalachim Nachroinim. This is the Mahalachim, I think it's brought on Tosfos Rosh, but that's in the Nirmas to it in Tosfos Rosh, is that a person's Chayv because your moment is Mazik. If your moment is Mamoinish Hezek, your moment is Mazik, that's where you're Chayv. And this has been the Meshulech Batsim, that the second Mahalach is Batsim has a Shtikl Shberikai. What's the Pshat? So why am I Chayv and my moment is Mazik? So it belongs to me, it was. Over here, you could add on the stickle of the Meir Shaloyach. The chat is that the Yom and Momnes Mazik is a chesaron in the person himself. Mainly your chayif, because not time your Momnes Mazik. Your Momnes, since it's shaykh to you, b'shoyrish. Every Kenyan, you do have a statement for HaKadoshim, and the Meir Shaloyach speaks about it. When a person is koyin, the thing you trust is the Kenyan, makes that the Dova Agashmi is shaykh to the person b'shoyrish nafshiv and ishmosoy. So if your shoyrish is nifkam, but it's begam by you, that's why it is begam by the kinyan as well, because in your shoydish there's a pagam that's mashpia on your kinyanim as well. And that's where you chayiv to pay for mamon yeshehizik. But that's what the Meshulach says over here, bo'if and parshas mo'id. So the shorim in parshas vayikra has a whole arichas, arizig arichas. He speaks about the shtickle begins. It was Yom Dalit, Wednesday, parshas vayikra, Gimel Adar Sheni. Tof Resh Memtes, in the city of Kotsk, there was a bris and a scholas ksiva sefer Torah together. And the Orchis Chaim, the Sodi Shorim, was there and he spoke. A whole arichas about it. And the Ike, what Miguel in Yanenu is, he brings down this Nekuda Mamish and he has to give a certain touch on the whole, beer inin over here. And he says that's the inin from Karbonis. He says it was Parshas Vayikra, he's speaking about Karbonis over there, the inin from Karbonis is the ba'atim a person is mukhif to be oivet Hashem on three b'chilis, yeah? The uvde, and first machshove, b'dibur, b'maise. A person is mukhif to be oivet Hashem with his machshove, and b'dibur also, and b'liboy. And then the person is mukhif to be oivet b'maise. And the way he's masbo over there is that the ikke avoide, b'poyo, when a person brings out avoide l'maise, that's a simen, that his machshove that between Yusoy is a ganzen rein for the Rebbein Shloilom. So it's bringing it out the ma'ase. That's bringing out the koyches of the machshoves. A person only has the machshove, but it doesn't come out the ma'ase itself. Lav davke is always gar, but it's a similar result. The machshove. But that's why the ikar void is a person has to bring out the ma'ase. Kapon the boilum has it for sure. Noch the chiddush from Matan Torah. A person is mechuyev to bring out his koyches to the ma'ase. And he says that a person be soit nafsho is mispal and he has tshuva and mevatel and he has ganzen to the Rebbein Shloilom, but there's no lamaise from it, right? How is the lamaise brought out? Because there was any called karbonis. Your koina obehema odom kiakiv mikem has to be yours, right? Your koina obehema bekinyan mole with a kinyan, and that became kinyon of shalom odom. And the maidi took that korban and your mother to the Baruch Shloilom is the salad given your kinyonim. When the salad to the Baruch Shloilom, that was the gemar, that was like the high point of the ganz avoid that you chayz b'tshuva for the Baruch Shloilom. That's because your kinyonim when the salad be'esh shalmaili says your kinyonim the salad of the mizbeach the fayif noivin and it became salad b'zeh the Baruch Shloilom. That was them for geendikt. Dein avoid your whole avoid, but it begins. But the machshava begins with vidu, it begins with innovating for the person, and it finishes off with the carbon. Without having the carbon mamish, there's no gemar, there's no finish to the whole avodah of tzitzchuk in the mensch. There's a whole arichas that the person avodah has to be avodah that's mispashit on his meisim. If klap yichutz, the person meisim the lav dafkir uyim for the reid for the abayin shloilom, yeah, kol shem. Maisa shalom has to be tfes lo adam, tfes lo yisrael, tfes lo min adam. If a person's maisin is retuyin, that person's klapi chutz is also ois garbet, his maisin klapi chutz is ois garbet, is a simen as inivenig is hotar at vegas leivishte. But if klapi chutz, lav dafk is ois garbet the maisin, of the welt, it has to be a bitter, that it's not only the machshov, it's nish nor, in hechikait, it has to be that the poyel amaisa, there's gabris of the Yetzahara in the welt, the oil of my gashmi. It's better with Dvorm Yiduim Oit, that was the vikuach, we touched upon it last week a little bit also, that was the vikuach with Yemoshe Ben and the Malachim, we touched upon the chelikov from Avraham Avinu, so I classed upon it from Moshe, classed upon it from Avraham Avinu, but later on in the same chazal over there, it's written that he had a vikuach Malachim, klum Yetzahara yesh b'neichem, yav Yetzahara b'chlau, klan Yetzahara b'chlau, ma, what do you need the Torah for? Because the tachlis of the Torah is nicht nur zur Herrlichkeit, von Torah in Machshove, but has to be the Poyel of Maise, and the Oyel of Magashmi. You bring out all your Koyches, the Poyel. You bring out the Koyches that you have, the Oyel of Machshove, the Oyel of Madib, the Oyel of Malev, the Oyel of Koyches of Nineveh, and you bring it out, the Maise, and you must gather for Yetzorah, but with Koyches, Harad, and Amanasa, that try to overpower the person over there, you must gather, that's the koyach ha-toyre. That's where the toyre finishes. That's where the simon and also the oiz garbet business life mamish. And that's where the ebishter will for Nayid. He should take all this koyach that he has and bring it out the maise. And the person chas v'sholem was nichshal. The gewisse nichshal. He has to bring a carbon. The carbon over there brings out that his koyach is the maise. That's dafke by a shoygik. Because by a shoygik, it means that the person has some sort of nichshal inside that was mashpia klapichot. He made a mistake. It was a shoygik, right? He didn't mean it on purpose. Why was he nichshal? Well, why, first the Abish took it as a Loma Mikshor, because obviously it's missing by him something. Something's missing, that's why it's Sukkum Tzah Mikshor. A person that's always Gabbat in Gansen doesn't make such a mistake. A Shogig happens because a person is not always Gabbat in Gansen. The ticket for that is to bring a carpenter, that a person should be as always Gabbat in Nineveh until it's Mispashrit on his Kinyonim as well, on his Maisim, on his Kinyonim, the things that he's Koine, the things that he does with his clay apula, with his vidayim raglayim, the things that he does with his guf, and it's mispashed on that also. That's the tikkun for the shoygik. That's the tikkun for the mechshoy that a person has. That's the mamsh agan tariches. Whoever has a gelegenheit has a chance to look at the Sodi Shoyim, the long ariches, and the God is one of those tiklich that it's easy to read. Ganz easy to read. It's written a little easier than the stamish tiklich of Sodi Shoyim. It's ganz fine. So whoever has a Gelegenheit can take a look at it. There's a lot of Shein HaZachim. He writes over there, another Nikud over there, which is also a Hemshach from this, which is also Negel and Yenenu Kehayoyim, and the Hainti Gedor. He writes over there that the Ikra Avoyde that a person has is when a person is Oyvid Hashem, B'dovah Shehoyu Lo Yiboy Savlonis, something that he struggled from, something that he had a Mikshoy, like we said before. A person is Nikshoy or something, over there Oyvid Hashem with those things, or you have the Mikshoyless. If a person has a Givisis Savlonis, you give it over to the Baruch Shem. That's what the Ebishter wants. Ikra Avoyde. That's the Ikra Avoyde. That's where he writes that Halach is that a carbon is Einoy Roy Le Carbon. Actually, Yaver Olav Shabbos Achas. The Medrash Tanchum in Parashas Emor. And the Zohar Kodesh writes down until it passes a Shabbos. It has to be old. That one Shabbos should pass. What's the pshat? Because the person has. So he says, so the person has from its savlonis, from this kinyan. He was makir, on Shabbos is a yoyim masugul, a yoyim yuchid, that a person should be makir, that his kinyan amal from the Rebbein Shloilom. And so doch gang on Shabbos, and he was makir, as der zach gehetz in the Rebbein Shloilom, and he has over there on his soil, Regarding this kinyan that he is kind, he has nesoyin to be makias nish koich voice miyodi also the zechayin lazeh of the ebishter. The Shabbos passes. That's where he's mezgaba on the nesoyin, and that's where he brings it for carbon. A person has savlonos. A person has agmas nefesh. A person if he suffers or to get him shver. That's where the ikav. So about all the bali mus, all the bali darshanim, all his darshan. Over here we have a whole new touch upon it. The word is because we have Savalonis, that's Pshat, that's a Selta Bichl Innevenik. It's missing on the inside. That's where you have to put your focus to be over the Hashem. That's where you have to put your focus to be Mizgabe. And B'chal, B'dereinu, we see it. There's a mitzvah for Chinuch HaBonim V'HaBonis. The mitzvah for being Megadol, Bonim, the Torah, the Yerushmaim. And many times the person has Schwerigkeiten. The Schwerigkeiten by certain kids have a Schwerigkeit, has a Gate Nishazoi Gring, and is a ten, and Heidegger Gewalt, as I'm saying, is a lot of Nisyonis, and that's I'm saying the wrong truth, I don't have to be Marachal in it. So the cook for many people is, they tend to, okay, those are Ugifur and the Ganser, forget about them, and let's focus on the ones that are with us. Or Mifaked, the person is soivul, but the person has the shverikaiten, that's what the Baruch Shalom wants you to be, to put in your koiches, to put in your omel, to put in your gear, and to bring out the koiches over there, fakeret. That's where the koich of Avalonis is. That's where the koich of the Haravani is, where the choyres, psigetnish, is 100% of his daf to sein, it's not going 100% properly. Over there, the Ebishter wants you to put in koiches, and to bring it out the maise. But that's where it's missing by you. We looked at some bit from the Rebbe Rabbinim from Pshitzchid. He says a word from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Al toim el kishayef ne'eshne, shem aloi zipone. Pashu Pshat says, don't say I'll learn when I have time, because maybe you'll never have time. You'll never get to that moment in time. The Rebbe Rabbinim from Pshitzchid says, al toim el kishayef ne'eshne. Person has a chavez amas, if the gate of Mishnah of Yishmak, doesn't have a matzavu, doesn't have the right state of mind. You know what? I'll learn tomorrow. I'll be Yerud Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a better day. Tomorrow I'll do it. Not right now. It's a b'chdaigis from Parnosis, b'chdaigis from the kinder, b'chdaigis over here, b'chdaigis over there. After that, I'll have Yishev Adas. Tomorrow maybe, next week I'll have Yishev Adas. In 2 weeks from now, things will get a little better. It's going to work out. Then I'll have Yishev Adas. I'll be able to be mispanet to avoid this Hashem. I'll tell you the kishayef neshne. Shem aloi sipone meint. Shem aloi sipone. Maybe the Eibishter wants from you aloi sipone to avoid it. Maybe this is what he wants from you. You're pushing it off to when you have Yishev Adas, but maybe who's the Eibishter? The Rebbe Shlomo wants the Yishev Adas to Gavoyde. Maybe the Eibishter put you into this matzav because he wants you to avoid this Hashem from your situation right now. He doesn't want you to avoid this Hashem from the Lo Sipane, from the Sipane. He wants the Lo Sipane to Gavoyde. Hashem, the Lo Sipane. After the Lo Sipane, they can start to avoid this Hashem. The Lo Sipane, they can learn. The Lo Sipane, they can daven. That's what he wants from you. That's why you're in this matzav. That's why you have the savlonos over here. This is your avoid. This is your koyach as gabris right now to be mezgabit, to bring it out. Koyach al apoyel. You have the koyach as in the veni. You have to bring it out and bring it to shloimis in the oilam amaisa. The meshloich is mamshich. The chayin yisus states in brachas shavodim shvachos ein nekroim abba ploini v'im aploinis chus mishlo beisram gamliel. Avodim shvachos are called abba ploini. Abba ploini was a lotion of covet, like today they say. Mister or whatever, like such a type of thing. Avodim weren't called by such type of name because they were slaves. They weren't referred to as another regular person. Chutz mishal beis Rami Gamliel. Why? Because kach kava oyah Hashem chalis pashtas ma'isof. After kol kinyonim vayimleim kedusha, all these kinyonim were full with kedusha. That's why his avodim were against Andish, like you said in Chazal. Tovi avdish Rami Gamliel. Was a miyuchad mamish that Gamliel had shiva on him. So he was a miyuchad mamish. This is boyfriend Klali. This shtickle over here. Whoever has a chance to look in Parshas Mishpatim, and the shtickle of Parshas Tzav and Chedik Beis also that speaks about this, and plus a few other nekudas over there. And Beikir, whoever has a chance to look in Sodi Shorim, the first shtickle Parshas Vayikra by Bris, Ascholas Kliva Sefer Torah. It's not the first shtickle of Vayikra, But the Be'amachlof from the Bris Vascholas Kliva Sefer Torah in the Stadt Kotzk over there. Where Sotik Alegna. There's also a stickler of Tzadik Akoyin and Tzidka Zatadik. Ois Nun Ches also speaks about Mechsholim, that the reason why a person gets to Mechsholim is Faket. The reason why the person is Nichshol, that to realize where the person is nichshal, that's where he has to be put to avoid. That's a simon that he's not noki, he's not zach v'yosha b'liboy. But Pnim Yusa, he's not zach v'yosha in this nekuda, and he has to work. Okay, that's where he has to put his focus. That's not where he has to look away from and throw it away. That's where he has to put his focus on.
Which Seyed Yisharim is it? The Ksav Yad or the...
The Ksav Yad, yeah.